This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday to you. Hump day, it's the middle of the week, 1 hour down, three more to go as I try to help you turn Wednesday into Thursday. It's real simple. I'll make it happen. Just pay close attention, okay? I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help you navigate the home loan process, it's very simple. Rocket can. All right, big shout outs to producer Stu Kovacs. Thank you to every single person that called up the last hour. As we spoke about, Joe Kelly, you know, being suspended for 8 games for throwing at the Houston Astros. Even though he didn't hit a guy. Major League Baseball obviously is now, okay, they're all about the optics. They're all about justice. Rob Manfred is all about, maintaining the game and keeping it clean. When the hell has Major League Baseball been clean? When has Major League Baseball shown that they really go out there and care about what the fans think or watch and not just take your money? The last time I checked, there was a guy and there was a league, Major League Baseball was and is, a league that turned their eye to guys cheating. That didn't care that Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire are out there swinging away, whether it was swinging with a syringe or swinging with a bat. They didn't care. Major League Baseball has never, never been about ethics. All we talk about are the rules of the game, the unwritten rules of the game, what you do, what you don't. And I know these rules are unwritten, but for everybody who complains about a player showboating, aren't we in a spot, aren't we in a position where there's retaliation from the opposing team? Don't you settle matters on the field, on the diamond? Isn't that what Major League Baseball is all about? So let's not all of a sudden act like Major League Baseball. They are the ethical police. That Major League Baseball will go out and hand out suspensions. Let the players figure it out themselves. Let Joe Kelly throw at whoever he wants to throw at. Just don't hit anybody in a dome, okay? Major League Baseball has enough problems on their hands, especially when you allegedly have a Miami Marlin who wants to hang out in Atlanta, wants to go out and put the rest of his teammates at risk. And we just had NFL training camps start up, and we're going to talk about the NFL later on in the show. I mean, we have some quarterbacks who I feel are underappreciated and underrated, so we will talk about that next hour. The NFL Network's top 100 players, the list has been revealed, and Patrick Mahomes, he's not number one. Dak Prescott is celebrating a birthday today, and there are a lot of people who don't care for Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of folks who are unappreciated. We're going to talk about that next hour. And in about 40 minutes from now, we're going to talk to former slam dunk champion in the NBA, three-time slam dunk champion. His name is Nate Robinson. We'll certainly have a conversation with Nate about what's going on. He's getting into the fighting game. So we have plenty to talk about with Nate. But speaking of Nate, speaking of the NBA, and speaking of what just went on with the Miami Marlins, basically altering the Major League Baseball schedule because of allegedly one or several players' desires to go out and enjoy the nightlife in Atlanta and then wipe out a whole team and cause an outbreak. You know, Major League Baseball's had an issue. But the NBA and the NHL, the NBA has had success. The NFL hopes that they can have this type of success, but I don't necessarily count on it because they have released some of the statistics and the numbers related to their tests since they have gone into the bubble. Zero, none, nunca. None of the 344 players tested since July 20th have tested positive for the coronavirus. So the bubble works. It's real simple. Okay? And since the NBA's Disney World bubble opened, only two players have tested positive, and that happened right at the onset when they got there between July 7th and July 13th. So whether we realize it or not, the NBA has really been a test case, and the NBA has really been a study for what we can actually do here in the United States of America. And I don't think it's by design that Adam Silver wants to sit around and develop a test case and a study, but look what actually happens when people wear masks. Look what actually happens when we stay out of each other's personal space instead of congregating at events and at bars. I mean, look what actually happens. We can actually slow things down. What a shocker. Okay, so the NBA has made progress. The NBA will continue to make progress. And Adam Silver, once again, shows himself to being a great commissioner. He shows that he is head and shoulders above other commissioners like Rob Manfred and Roger Goodell. Adam Silver has showed, once again, that he can actually get along with the players and that they together can increase revenue that they all can participate in. How about that? Well, what a novel concept. Something that I don't think Rob Manfred can necessarily understand or wrap his mind around. Everything doesn't always have to be a fight. How about we actually have a solid partnership between the players and management and the owners? It's not all that far off, and it's amazing because that's who the hell Adam Silver represents. Adam Silver is not the commissioner of the players. He's not the buddy-buddy of the players. Adam Silver works for the owners. Adam Silver works for the league. But they work in tandem. They work in a partnership for the betterment of the league. And we've seen the revenue go up. We've seen the NBA make money. We've seen the NBA become more of an international and more of a global game, I would venture to say, right behind soccer on an international stage. More people playing basketball all over the world, even in India. I mean, we have players who are starting to emerge. And it wouldn't surprise me over the next 10 years if we actually get a solid starter to come out of India. So the NBA continues to grow, even in a space where we're not allowed to even be outside and as they operate in a bubble. And I think the NBA, they may set a precedent for next season as well when it comes down to safety measures and precautions. Okay, earlier today, Michelle Roberts, who's the executive director of the NBA Players Association, Chris Paul is the president and representative, key representative for the players. Michelle was chatting it up with my main man, Zach Gelb. And Michelle, even though she generally goes back and forth and tries to get the best for the players and chatting with Adam Silver, she said they believe there might be a bubble next year. This is what Michelle Roberts had to say.
We all agreed that if circumstances remain, under these current circumstances, given what the virus is doing, given the absence of a vaccine, you know, given the state of medicine, if this remains the way the world is working, then we know, again, what the safe way is to play.
And Michelle did not stop there. When it comes to what the NBA has done up until this point, she has nothing but praise. Listen to Michelle Roberts.
I'm optimistic that we will figure out a way to figure this virus out. We have historically figured it out, and I'm not suggesting that we won't, but if we don't, we got it right. This is the way to do it. And if you don't believe me, ask the Marlins.
Yeah. Well, Michelle Roberts with a little bit of a jab there. If you don't believe this is the right way to go ahead and do things, ask the Marlins. Ask Major League Baseball. Because they haven't done the job. I mean, shoot, we're over here talking about suspensions for throwing at guys. And what an embarrassment Major League Baseball would be if their players were out here actually fighting. Now, it'd be great entertainment for me, but it would be bad for the rest of the world to look at us silly Americans not social distance over a game of baseball. For a sport, or any sport as a matter of fact, that a lot of people don't think we should necessarily be playing right now, especially given the circumstances. Ask the Miami Marlins, okay? It's real simple. Now, the NBA is set to restart tomorrow. That's Thursday. We got a doubleheader on TNT. The Jazz take on the Pelicans. The Clippers take on the Lakers. Anthony Davis now has his fancy new eyewear. And it's great that we have basketball back. When I think about basketball and I think about the NBA, I have more confidence in them that they will actually go out and complete their season. I have more confidence in the NBA that we will see a player and a team lift the Larry O'Brien trophy. It's a long way ahead towards October, but with the protocols that they've had in place, with the fact that we have not had a player test positive, and it really shows that the bubble works, I have no concerns. I have no issues. I'm concerned about the mental aspect of players being stuck in a bubble. And I don't necessarily want to wish that on anybody, but let's face it, these guys are compensated very well. So that shouldn't necessarily be an issue. But Adam Silver deserves a pat on the back. I mean, Adam Silver didn't get a gift of being an NBA commissioner and get the smoothest ride in when he had to deal with Donald Sterling. And he took care of that issue. Adam Silver has not had the easiest road when you have a league which is primarily 70% plus African-American, and you have to deal with players who are not happy with African-American standing in the United States of America. But Adam Silver has been an ally to the players. Adam Silver has grown the game. Adam Silver is the most liked commissioner in the United States of America. When Roger Goodell comes on the television, he gets booed. When Roger Goodell steps out onto whatever stage he's on for the NFL draft, Roger Goodell gets booed. Fans don't like him for the punishments that he doles out, his statements of inauthenticity, and the fact that he represents billionaire owners who are seemingly out of touch. He gets booed. Okay, Roger Goodell looks like a shill and comes across as a puppet for the owners. Adam Silver seems like a regular, normal human being. Granted, he's a lawyer. Granted, he's a multimillionaire. But Adam Silver at least comes across as authentic. He comes across as someone who cares about the game of basketball. Adam Silver actually comes across as a fan of the game. When I think about Rob Manfred and I think about Roger Goodell, yeah, I'm sure they like the game, but they just look like two businessmen out here trying to strike the best deals for the owners. They don't seemingly care as much about the fan. They don't seem all that relatable. They don't appreciate the players and the talent that's there. They are strictly there to press the button for the owners and make money. Adam Silver actually looks like someone. I don't know if he'll sit back and have a beer with you. I've actually, I think there's a couple folks I know who may have had a beer with Adam Silver. But Adam Silver is a basketball fan. Adam Silver, unfortunately, is a fan of the New York Knicks, the poor guy. And he's not out there trying to push buttons to quote-unquote make them better. So kudos to the NBA. Kudos to Adam Silver. Congratulations to a league that is actually progressive. Shout out to a league which is actually growing the sport internationally. Shout outs to a sport that doesn't seem to alienate their fan base or just serve lip service. I could never envision Adam Silver apologizing to the fans because we can do better because of a public negotiation. I could never imagine Adam Silver complaining about how much money we're going to lose or how much money we're going to make. Adam Silver at least comes across as a human being who cares about the game. Because ultimately, Adam Silver comes across as a fan. Roger Goodell can take notes. Even though, you know, his time as commissioner might be coming to an end. His contract expires in a couple of seasons. They're already thinking about who the next commissioner of the NFL might be. And who knows how much more time Rob Manfred has. But they can both go ahead and take some notes from Adam Silver, who is the best commissioner here in the United States of America when it comes down to professional sports. Bettman, Garber, okay. They can all hold Adam Silver's bags. And there are a lot of people that feel the same way about Adam Silver, because I certainly saw it just trending on Twitter as to how appropriate he has handled every issue primarily that has come his way. You can argue or bring up the NBA's response to China. I don't find that as all that unusual, because at the end of the day, it is a business. But if you think about the totality of his tenure, when you think about everything that Adam Silver has done, it's been pretty stand up. In the NBA, it's growing. It's in good standing. The fans appreciate it. The fans, surprisingly, actually like Adam Silver. And then when it comes to how he and the league has handled the bubble, I'll read you a tweet that I saw from Kevin Omo earlier today. It's hilarious that Adam Silver is providing a legitimate case study in how effective required face coverings and quarantining is in preventing the spread of COVID, and nobody is really going to acknowledge that. The NBA is doing more than just playing basketball here. And congratulations to Adam Silver on that note. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Does Adam Silver deserve more credit for the work that he has done as commissioner? Do you think Adam Silver is the best commissioner here in the United States of America? The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Adam Silver, is he the best commissioner here in the United States of America? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about commissioners. Adam Silver, and almost a day away now from the NBA restarting in their bubble, they really had no issues. Players have not tested positive that have been in the bubble. The players get along with Adam Silver. They work in tandem. Seems like a good situation. Unlike Major League Baseball, where it's like people hate Rob Manfred. Unlike the NFL, Roger Goodell gets booed on sight. Gary Bettman gets blamed for NHL attendance issues all over the place. He gets booed when he's seen. Adam Silver seemingly does things the right way. He's a solid commissioner. I think some of these other folks could take some time to learn from him and how he acts. He actually comes across as a human. He comes across as a fan, even though he works for the owners. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS is sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. And I want to let you know, in about 20 minutes from now, we're going to chat it up with former NBA player, 11-year vet, three-time slam dunk champion, Nate Robinson. I'm going to ask Nate about his thoughts on the NBA's return tomorrow. I'm going to ask him about the bubble. I'm going to ask him if we will see him back in the NBA. And I'm going to ask him about that fight. Yes, a fight that Nate Robinson has coming up on the Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. undercard. So don't go anywhere. We're going to chat with Nate almost in about 15 minutes. Let's go ahead and take your phone calls right now. What are your thoughts on Adam Silver, the commissioner? Let's go to Brian in Maryland. Brian, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go on ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think he's a fantastic commissioner, but it's damning with faint praise because Manfred and I the rest of the crew are so terrible. And I'll give him credit. The first, what he did when the first player tested positive, he shut the league down.
Yeah, he did. He didn't waste any time. I was sitting right at the NBA TV studios, and Rudy Gobert tested positive, and Donovan Mitchell tested positive, and he didn't waste any time. The NBA was prepared. I give it to you, Brian.
Thanks. I also have a question about the baseball situation.
Well, we got a lot of callers here about the NBA, Brian. I appreciate you. Call me, hit me back later, okay?
Okay.
All right, shout out to Brian for calling up from Maryland. He considers Adam Silver to be, I guess, the lesser of all evils. And yeah, he didn't waste any time. Here we have Major League Baseball, what looks like it's just rolling with the punches. It will take whatever it's handed to them just so they can get to the postseason and make some money. But the NBA, they seemingly always, they are prepared. I mean, they were even ready to adjust to games with no fans before they even had to shut the season down. That's how prepared the NBA was. We got Russ. He's calling up from Chicago. Russ, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on Adam Silver?
Well, I think before we just nominate Adam Silver for the Nobel Prize, I think everybody should go to the NBA website and try and buy merchandise with Free Taiwan or Free Hong Kong on it. Because I think Adam Silver just now kowtows to the Chinese, and I don't think he should be given any praise for that, because I think what's going on in China with the Uyghurs, and if you want to talk about systematic racism, try being a non-Han Chinese. So I think Adam Silver is not due all the praise that he's been given.
Well, Russ, no one said anything about handing Adam Silver over a Nobel Peace Prize. And I certainly mentioned and brought up the instance of outside of China. You know, I have no idea what someone might be able to say for someone who helps run and operate a business entity. And speaking for someone who has been out to China, someone who has been out to Hong Kong and loves it, and is certainly personally afraid of what's going on out there, I can tell you personally, I didn't necessarily appreciate what they did, but the NBA is a business. I don't necessarily agree with what they did. And we've had people that have come out as members of the NBA and said, you know what, like Steve Kerr, I wish I would have spoken out. So I can't disagree with you there. No one is handing over a Nobel Peace Prize to Adam Silver. But when it comes to the actual sport, Russ, educate me. Are you picking another commissioner over Adam Silver?
Probably not. But
I hear what you're saying. But that was
okay,
the question.
That's fair
that enough. Hit. All right. Well, thank you, Russ, for calling up from Chicago. I'm not talking about handing Adam Silver over a Nobel Peace Prize. Nobody's saying we need to make Adam Silver, you know, we need to give him a presidential medal or honor of freedom, whatever they call that nonsense that the current president is putting around people's necks. Nobody's doing that. Talking about commissioner, running a sport, not talking about the politics. It's real simple. Ken is calling up from Silver Spring, Maryland. Ken, when it comes down to the business of basketball in the league, what are your thoughts on Adam Silver?
Setting aside the whole China issue, yeah, absolutely. By far the best commissioner. And one of the things that I was going to say, too, is David Stern seemed like a fan of the game, but he was very much of the owners.
Yes.
Whereas it seems like Adam Silver sees the fans and the players and the owners all as, like, three legs of the same stool. You know what I mean? So, like, he seems to value the experience and what the other parties mean to the game, as opposed to like Stern, who probably did seem like a fan of the sport, but was very much on the owner's side, more like a Goodell type. Not that Goodell seems like a football fan, to be honest, but whatever.
Sure, anyway, that was
my point.
All right, no, absolutely, and thank you, Ken, for calling up from Silver Spring, Maryland. That is the difference. You know, look, Adam Silver, used to run the entertainment division of the NBA. Adam Silver is a lawyer. Adam Silver is in New York City. He is a New York Knicks fan. He seems to me like one of the many lawyers who run around New York City. And, you know, basketball is a big-time sport in New York City. People care about the game of basketball. They're passionate about a lot of sports. But you're not going to go to many places where you don't see just a court to pick up a ball, you know, outside of maybe Midtown Manhattan. And then once you get out of Midtown, boom, everywhere is a basketball court. Uptown, down in the Village, or West 4th Street. Adam Silver seems like the type of lawyer who would stand against the gate just to watch people play basketball. I don't know if Roger Goodell is the type of guy who's going to stop and enjoy a scrimmage on a field. I don't think Bettman is the type of commissioner who's going to, you know, take his sweet time to watch some kids play baseball unless he's going to get some nice FaceTime for it. So Adam Silver, he does a great job of tying together all of the pieces and making sure everybody's happy. I mean, the NBA, for as much as people complain about what we have to pay and how we have to buy, people say the most exciting part of an NBA game is the end. A lot of folks won't sit through an entire game. But guess what Adam Silver does? You know, you got League Pass, you can pay just I don't even know, not a lot of money, a couple dollars, couple cents, and you can watch the conclusion of a game if you want to and skip the whole one. Instead of fighting and saying, no, you're going to pay for this whole game, I mean, they've even enacted micro purchases. And I know that's a small instance. Somebody might say, well, what the hell does that matter? But those things matter. The NFL, for a long time, wouldn't even allow their fans to post clips on YouTube. You know, they're like, no, copyright violation. The NBA has done a terrific job in growing the league. And a big portion of that is because of how well Adam Silver works with the owners, the players, and then also the fans. It's real simple. When we come back from break, we're going to chat it up with three-time slam dunk champion, former New York Knick, former Chicago Bull, former Celtic. Now he's going to be throwing hands. He's going to be fighting. His name is Nate Robinson. Shout-outs to everybody up in Seattle in the Pacific Northwest. Nate Robinson, when we come back from break, you're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. On the line right now, we have an 11-year NBA vet. He's a three-time slam dunk champion. And on September 12th, it's going down on pay-per-view in the Triller app. It's Nate Robinson versus Jake Paul. Nate, how you doing?
Man, I'm fantastic, man. Leaving Vegas, got done working out, had a little mini training camp here, and I'm headed back home to Seattle to train some more, getting ready for this fight.
Love it, man. Everybody here is familiar with your NBA career. People aren't necessarily expecting to see you in a boxing ring. For folks who aren't familiar with Jake Paul and his internet celebrity, why is someone that we're used to seeing dunking and shooting threes and being an amazing athlete, why are you throwing hands in the ring?
I just want to show the world that I'm one of the greatest athletes to ever walk this earth. I just, you know, I love being an underdog. Everybody's always counting me out in everything that I've done. So it's like, you know, got to keep surprising people, keep people on their heels, keep people guessing.
Well, we've certainly seen what type of athlete you are. I mean, before you got into the NBA, university out of Washington, and then going into the league and now fighting. How did this start? Was Jake talking trash to you? Did you come upon something online? How did this get started?
I just saw him, you know, keep calling out different YouTube guys that pretty much couldn't fight at all. So I was like, you know what? I mean, you want to call somebody out, call somebody out that's worth fighting. So I just pretty much, you know, called him out, seeing if his management and his team was willing to take the fight, and they accepted, and now we're here.
Here we are. We're chatting it up with three-time slam dunk champion Nate Robinson. Who have you been training with? What has your training entailed so far?
I'm training with David Benavidez, the world champion. I'd stay out of Washington. That's who I'm training with right now. I got a couple other people that reached out, guys like Floyd Mayweather. I reached out to Terrence Crawford. You know, I'm just trying to learn from some of the greats. some of the guys that, you know, undefeated, some champions. I want to be the student of the game. I want to start from the ground up, learn anything and everything that I can to help myself in this bout that's coming up. You know, I want to be prepared, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a war, and it's going to be I can't wait.
Well, you certainly named some names that add a whole lot of legitimacy to your training. Your old coach, Doc Rivers, you know, he was quoted as saying a couple of years ago, pound for pound, you're one of the best athletes that he's ever been around. He said it's rare when a guy that small also has power. What are you preparing? Obviously, Jake is slightly larger. What should people expect when they tune in?
I mean, for me, it's definitely gonna be a war. I mean, I definitely never take my opponent lightly ever in anything that I do. You know, I understand that he's what, 1-0 or whatever, 2-0 or something in his professional debuts or whatever. I mean, for me, all I can do is worry about myself and do what I'm supposed to do. Make sure that my training is right. You know, make sure I stick to my game. My game plan, come in and do what I'm supposed to do, stay quick, keep moving, deliver my punches crisp, with accuracy and with power, and, you know, and give the people a show. Show them that, you know, I'm one of the greatest athletes on earth, and hopefully, I can, you know, raise some eyebrows and, you know, start a professional career at this.
Okay, we're chatted up with Nate Robinson, 11-year NBA vet, 3-time slam dunk champion. When you say that this might be something that you turn into a career, are you looking to get back into the NBA, or are you looking to transition over into boxing and fighting?
I'm looking to go wherever God wants me to go, man. God has blessed me so much already, man. And, you know, to be able to cross over into the boxing realm is definitely an accomplishment, especially, you know, fighting the undercard of two historic boxers, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. So it's a blessing, man. I just thank God for the opportunity. I thank God, that he's even given me the strength and the confidence to even come out and show the world that, you can do anything. You put your mind to it, and you got God behind you. And I want to do this for all the kids, in the world that's, always been picked on or always told that they wouldn't be able to do something. And, you know, a lot of people counted me out, throughout my whole life, my whole career. And then this is something else that I want to show them that I can do.
I love it. Well, Roy Jones Jr. is a personal friend. We had him on the show a few days ago. I want to ask you the same question I asked Roy. What do you say to critics and people who have negativity about these bouts?
I mean, I would tell them to get their ass in the glove in the ring to fight Tyson or Jake Paul themselves. Everybody's going to always have their input in, their commentary in the peanut gallery and their 2 cents. But, we're the ones out there, working, grinding, sweating and, stepping in the ring. It just shows how much heart we have for one. It just shows that we ain't no sucker. And, step in the ring and do something outside of your realm that you're used to doing, especially for me, it just shows, how much heart and how much toughness that I have. It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool to get phone calls from different NBA, NFL, different professions, WNBA players, root me on, telling me, it's pretty cool that you're doing something like this, man. It's changing the game. It's changing the game for kids, letting them know that, it's just not basketball, just football. Like, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. So we're just trying to encourage kids to get out, get out the house playing video games, to get out, put some work into your life, put some hard work, some grit, and you'll be surprised what you get out of it.
We love it. And it's not surprising that you're getting messages from all types of athletes about what's going on and your fight that you're getting ready for. With the NBA basically getting ready to get rolling, how much of the action in the bubble are you going to watch?
Honestly, I haven't watched too much. I just recently seen a couple cool plays. They showed a little bit of the highlight, which is pretty cool. I seen Steven Adams, dribble the ball and do a little Euro step. That was pretty cool. Yesterday, I seen that. That was pretty cool. Watching what Dame is doing, watching what, some of these young guys are doing, Bobo. Some of the young kids coming in, Ja Morant and Luka Doncic. Everybody's just playing, great basketball right now. And hopefully, the future's bright with the NBA. And hopefully after this, COVID is over, we can go back to normal life and really see, you know, the shining stars of the NBAs and the WNBAs and football and baseball. Everybody go back to normal and we can enjoy, you know, watching the sports that we dear love.
We certainly look forward to a lot of the young players that you just mentioned. Nate, you being out of Seattle, Jamal Crawford also being out of Seattle. It's great to see him back in the league. For people who haven't seen him since last season, what should we expect? You know him from playing and watching. What should people expect seeing him out on the floor again?
Man, if they just let him just be Jamal, the Jamal Crawford that we all know he can be, please. Jamal, I think he found the fountain of youth, man. I think he's aging in reverse. I think he's looking younger as he's getting older. It's unbelievable because he still plays the exact same way when he first came in the league. But of course, you're gonna get the razzle dazzle from Ball. You're gonna get a lot of buckets, a lot of crazy plays, behind the back passes. It's gonna be big time, man. It's gonna be fun to watch. JC do his thing.
All right, that's awesome. We're chatted up with Nate Robinson, going to take on Jake Paul September 12th, pay-per-view, moving on into the boxing space. I got to ask you, obviously, you started your career with the New York Knicks. You had some great times in Chicago as well under Coach Thibodeau. He's now coach of the Knicks, and we know that you have spoken positively of him and the impact that he had on your career. What is New York City going to get with Thibodeau as coach?
Man, honestly, I think they're gonna get what they've been missing for all these years, man. He's definitely gonna go out and try to find some hard-nosed players that love to play defense first, because that's what he preaches. You play defense, you get to offense. Like offense is a reward, so he's definitely gonna find try to get that defensive mindset in New York City, and I think the fans are gonna really enjoy that because that's all the New York fans want you to do is just play as hard as you can for as long as you can. And in the midst of it, show them love, show them respect. And Coach Tom Thibodeau is definitely, I would say, probably the most prepared coach I've ever played for. He knows his X's and O's. He knows everybody's weaknesses, tendencies. He knows everybody's strengths. And, he's a good coach, man. He's one of the best coaches I've had since I've been in the league.
All right, Nate, I got to ask you this. You're going to show off that you are an amazing athlete. We know this already. Over time, we've seen two sport athletes, whether it's a Bo Jackson, we've seen Pat Mahomes be great in other sports, even though we know he got that $500 million deal. Do you believe in the near future we will see another multi-star athlete in athletics?
I believe so, man, and hopefully my son is the next one coming, all of them, and my daughter. So hopefully we'll see.
All right, that'll be awesome. Well, Nate, I appreciate you taking the time. Tell folks where they can keep up with you as we move towards this fight with you and Jake Paul on September 12th.
Oh, man, you guys can keep up with me, man. Y'all can follow me on Instagram for sure, Nate Robinson, Twitter, Nate_Robinson. I have my own brand. You guys can go to www.holdthatclothing.com. Yeah, man, it's just some cool things popping. You guys stay tuned. Everybody, God bless, and I love y'all. Thank y'all.
Oh, a big shout-outs to Nate Robinson for coming on the JR Sport Brief Show and pretty much informing us on what he's been up to. I mean, we see Nate. He was on the basketball tournament a couple of weeks ago. We see Nate Robinson participate in the Big Three, and as you heard, he's not sure if he's going to get back into the league. We don't know. One thing that we do know for certain is that he's going to be throwing hands against Jake Paul, Nate Robinson, all 5'9" of him. Generously, he's going to be fighting in a boxing ring, and it's going to be on that same card as Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. So stay tuned for that. I know we got a lot of folks who have been itching for some sports, itching for some action, and on September 12th, we're certainly going to get a little bit more of that. And speaking of action, when we come back from break, it's time to talk about some quarterback play. The NFL has released their list of top 100 players. This is voted on by the players. And I want to tell you about some of the quarterback listings there. And I also want to tell you about some of the top six quarterbacks who I feel are underrated. Quarterbacks who I feel are unappreciated. These are guys who have some track records. These are folks who have had success. But I think a lot of people look at quarterbacks and can really get spoiled. We have some quarterbacks who play their butt off, and fans don't appreciate them. It's wild. I mean, especially in 2020, we need to look at the state of the world, appreciate what you got in front of you. Okay, and that goes beyond football. That goes beyond the quarterback situation. I mean, you think about a quarterback who hasn't even thrown a pass yet, Tua Tagovailoa. He's been fully cleared to participate in Dolphins practices. You know, Tua Tagovailoa isn't a player that I believe folks are going to overlook. If anything, people are extremely excited. We actually had a caller last night who only wanted to talk about Tua and the great things that he will do in the NFL. And why are people looking at Joe Burrow? Why are people looking at Trevor Lawrence? And it's going to be Tua who's going to have the next best career. Well, time is going to tell. You know, this isn't the ideal time for Tua Tagovailoa to get out onto a football field and learn, especially when he hasn't had an offseason. But that's everybody in the NFL. You can listen to our interview from last night with my main man, Hugh Douglas, a former Pro Bowler, All-Pro defensive end. He said it's going to be tough for everybody this year. Timing, quality of play, it's not going to be the easiest thing to necessarily watch. So good luck to Tua Tagovailoa as he gets started with his NFL career, something that definitely is not going to be easy. Hopefully, they don't rush Tua. There's no need for it. But when we come back from break, the show is going to continue. We're going to talk about this NFL 100 list, some of the quarterbacks that are on it, and then also I'm going to give you my list. It's time for a new top six list of underrated quarterbacks. Which quarterbacks deserve a little bit more love? It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you miss me while I'm gone for a few minutes, it's real simple. Tweet me at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Okay? Top six underrated quarterbacks when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.